Our next report comes from Chris Holmes, fifth grade class. These guys have been doing phenology for so long that they just don't miss a beat, and they're with us all the time. So here's Chris Holmes from, or Chris Holmes' class, the fifth graders from Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia.
Hello, my name is Will Warren. I'm reporting for Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary phenology report for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. My class saw their first white-throated sparrow this spring on Friday. We were by the school Forest Creek, and it landed a few feet from us. It wasn't afraid, and we got a good look at it. Its straight head and yellow patches above its eye. Lizzie and Ethan report that they saw a crow sitting on the two-hour parking sign outside of the library, and it had a Cheeto in its beak. The snow from the last week had melted away, except for a couple of patches in the shady spots. But then it snowed again on Monday, turning everything in town white. Sophie reports a duck nesting behind the bush by the front door to the public library. When the duck left the nest for a while, she counted 6 eggs in it. Turkey vultures were seen circling high in the sky on Sunday as they migrated north. Ethan found a blue broken robin's eggs on the sidewalk, and he examined the yellow yolk but didn't see anything in it. Lassie heard a woodpecker pecking so loudly on a tree behind her house that at first she thought it was a construction crew running a machine. The wind was so strong on Sunday that the wiffle ball that Harley thought he hit for a home run wound up behind him instead of in front of him. The spring peepers, chorus frogs, and wood frogs started making noise again. They were quiet for almost a whole week until the temperatures warmed up again. They sound to Emma like they were talking about how happy they are that it is spring. That's our report for the week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nicely done. Yeah, it's good. You know, years ago, I went up there and I was trying to teach the kids to be good observers. And one of the examples I used was the white-throated sparrow, because it is so strikingly marked that it makes a good example for students to look at, because it has a lot of field marks that can be readily noted. And now I think they are past that one. I'm going to have to find something trickier for them next time.